be a part of the show. Call in and join in on the conversation. 781-837-4900. Now, back to Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. This is our final segment, and joining us, we have a couple of special guests joining us. If you're a fan of reality shows, as I am, since its inception in 2010, I have been a big fan of Storage Wars. Through all of the changes, through all the many people who come in, anybody who doesn't know what Storage Wars is all about, it's about folks who did not pay their rent, and what happens is they become available, they get auctioned off, and usually there are folks who are there to buy them, and what they'll do is they'll take the items and look for ways. Sometimes they find hidden treasures, and what they may have spent for the locker, you know, pales in comparison as to how much they end up making. And joining us is we have Rene Nezhoda. He is a gentleman who owns Bargain Hunters Thrift Store out in California. Rene, how are you, sir?
I'm wonderful, Kevin. I'm here with Casey, and thanks for having us on the show.
The new power couple of Storage Wars. How did you, first and foremost, tell us a little bit about your store. Where is your store located in California?
Our store is in San Diego. It's actually in Poway, which is right outside of San Diego. The address is, if you guys ever come down here, 12845 Poway Road, Poway, okay. California. Mm-hmm. Literally, it's about 20 minutes from SeaWorld or the San Diego Harbor. We have Facebook websites. So we're easy to find. We have 7,000 square feet. Pretty much everything you see us buy in a show ends up going to that store, plus another 5 to 10 units a week that never make the show.
Except for the stuff I confiscate.
Yeah.
what got you involved with doing, now, was it kind of a hand-in-hand thing, or have you always had a store and that the Storage Wars folks found you? How did that work out?
Well, actually, when they had season one coming out, our good friends Dan and Laura Dodson, which were part of the creators of Storage Wars, they really wanted us to be on the show, and Original Productions wanted us to be on the show. But at that time, our business was just totally booming. We were just opening up the store, and we really didn't have time. Later on, as stuff progressed, everything got a little bit smoother, and the opportunity came up by season four for us to actually come out and do some shooting. And you guys know the rest. It started out good, and we really enjoyed doing it. The folks at Original and A&E, they loved having us. So now we're part of the cast of Storage Wars.
Yeah, you guys have moved up the ladder. You guys are looked at as being one of the main buyers, correct?
Yes.
Renee's the dominator whenever it comes to any business conquest.
But you know what? Go ahead.
Basically, we just go out and we're doing what we do. So we buy a lot of lockers. You know, if there's a $10,000 locker out there, you know I'm going to be bidding on it. This season we have, actually season six, and then we're just starting season seven. We have six buyers again, and it's kind of nice. We interchange it, a lot of different personalities, but we're definitely considered some of the main buyers here.
Well, let me ask you, what is it like? Because you can see, you know, over the years as this show has evolved, you know, you see how the bidding goes, and it seems as though you gotta kind of figure out how to be able to get that locker that you see, or if you see, what are some of the key things when you're out there, either on location for a shoot or it's just out there as a buyer yourself with part of these auctions? What are some of the things that you're looking for immediately when you have a chance to look into a locker?
Well, obviously, what really sets us apart, why we're one of the best in the business, and there's a few other people here in San Diego, and even Dave Hestad one time was one of those people, we have a retail store. So no matter what we find, if we find household dishes or toaster or clothes or, let's say, Picasso artwork, no matter what we find, we have our business set up that we can sell it. That's the reason why we have a 7,000 square feet store. We do Craigslist, we do Amazon, we do eBay. So no matter what we see, we can make money on. But what we do look for is, like, I like clean boxes.
Yeah, pride of ownership.
Pride of ownership, somebody that took care of the stuff. Obviously, we love commercial stuff or collectibles. And in my philosophy, the bigger the unit, the better. You know, if you only have a little small 5x5, you're going to have your set of dishes.
Is that why you have that big tummy?
I don't have a big tummy. Wow. Okay. Let me go get myself a team. I'll be right back.
No. I get a big tummy too, so it's all good, Renee.
You know what? I'm just prepared for doomsday. And I'm gonna make it a little bit longer. But anyway, yep. I think it's so rudely interrupted.
It's called marriage.
So if you have a regular 5x5, you're going to have your boxes of dishes, your boxes of clothes, and maybe one or two boxes with some movies and stuff. So you don't really get that much stuff in there. Now, if you have a 10x30 and it's just full with boxes and things, there's only so many towels you can have, so many dishes you can have, so many candles you can have. Unless your name is Casey in the soda, then you probably could fill it, I guess. So we always think something else has to be in there, some sort of collectible, some sort of investment, or just, you know, even merchandise or just cool stuff. So we love buying big units.
So I got to ask you, what is it like as far as the competition? I mean, is it at times a heated competition? Or do you have a friendly competition with some of the other main buyers, whether it's Daryl or Brandy and Jared or even Dave Hester?
Oh, yeah, I just love hanging out with these people. No, I mean, look, at the end of the day, it's a business. We all go out there to make money. So sometimes you go out and everybody kind of gets along. The units are crappy. They open up a good unit, all those rules out the window. Everybody's hungry. Everybody's like a wolf. We all want to eat. And you just get upset, and people get their feelings hurt if you outbid them or they say you run them up. I mean, if I bid, I usually want the unit. Sometimes I run them up. But that is just to spend the money, so when we go to the next auction, they might not have as much money or don't want to gamble as much on the units. But, I mean, it gets very competitive. You know, one of my biggest competitions out there is obviously Dave and Daryl. I know Daryl for over 10 years. He's a good buyer. He knows a lot about his stuff, but he's kind of getting close to retirement age, so he goes more for the small units. It's kind of been working out lately a little bit for me. And then Dave Hester, I mean, he actually knows a lot about the business, but he's really dark for some reason. I mean, you know, you wish him a good morning, and he just growls at you. So it's like, I don't know. It's like, you know, I always tell people, say, it's like, well, you kind of mean at the auctions. And I'm like, look, I have friends. I go to church. I have people that work for me. I have nice neighbors. I have a good family. I do not go to the auctions to make friends or interact with people. When I go to the auctions, that's my job. I'm there to work, and that's it.
I have to ask you, whether it's been on camera or off camera, what are some of the better lockers that you have been able to acquire and have been a complete surprise? Maybe you bought the locker for $300, but after being able to go through the locker, you end up finding stuff that's worth, you know, maybe $2,000, $3,000, $4,000.
Oh, the best example is the one with the Persian rug.
Oh, that was a good one, too, yeah. But I like the painting one. But how much time do we have on this?
You have plenty of time. Well, we have it's a half-hour segment, so, you know, feel free. It's the end of the show, so.
Lots of units over
here. I should have Dan go through the auctions. He could go really fast through all the units. I'm giving him, like, a little list. Well, there's a bunch. We bought a locker for $3,300. It ended up having 110 Persian rugs in it.
They had no idea. It was way in the back.
Yeah, there were some pinball machines in there. That locker we probably made $20,000, $30,000 on. I bought a lock in Las Vegas for $100, which a year later we sold a painting that came out of that for $50,000 in England. Laser Lab Research Company for $3,300, that made about $15,000. A welding company, which we knew the guy was selling welding machines and, what are those things called? Tungsten? I didn't know what that was at the time. But one little box was like over $10,000 in tungsten. Mm. So that one we paid $16,000. We got back over $100,000 on that one. Had like 82 brand new welding machines in it. I mean, there's so many lockers where we actually have a locker coming up this season. It's I don't know exactly when, but probably within the next 2 to 4 weeks, depending when it airs. It's going to be one of my top 10 lockers of all time.
Ooh.
And I can't say too much about it because it hasn't aired yet.
Sure,
but it's amazing.
Yeah, it's a locker that just totally, absolutely will blow your mind, and you will see as we go through it. And it's the perfect example why we do this business. And right now, all the shows are airing on A&E at 9:30. So it's like, if you love Storage Wars, and if you're like most of America, you want to know what's inside the box, you do not want to miss that locker.
How are you able to balance between doing this show and yet still run a business? I mean, are you still able to do that without any hiccups to your business or personal life?
Yeah, but he works too much.
To be honest, I work about 80 to 100 hours a week.
Oh, bless you. But you know what? If only you could clone yourself, then you wouldn't have to worry about working as much, correct?
I tell Casey all the time, I need to do it like that movie Multiplicity. I need a buyer Renee, a store Renee, an eBay Renee, an Amazon Renee, and a Renee that just hangs out with the family.
Right, because nobody knows the business better than you. And maybe you might have a good second or third in command who, you know, who does stuff for you, but nobody knows it better than you two. Am I correct?
Exactly. I mean, I've been doing this since 11 years old, and I have really good people working for me. But the knowledge I have, I mean, that's what really sets us apart. So, you know, if something were to happen to me and I wouldn't go out due to buying anymore, this business would be hurting.
Now, is there any thought, because you, if you look at other buyers, I believe with Brandy and Jared, we saw one facet where during season four, where they kind of realized that maybe they went beyond their means, had one too many stores. Are you happy having just the one store, the one Bargain Hunters thrift store, or is there thoughts of expansion in the future?
Oh, we're definitely going to expand, but right now while we do the show, it's a little bit harder, but we are actually looking for a second location. It has to be at least 10,000 square feet, preferably 15,000 square feet, but it has to be in certain points of the city in San Diego, so... We are looking for it, but we're not rushing it because right now, like I said, we are super busy. But if the right location opens up, we would take it tomorrow, yes.
Okay. I got to ask you, what has been your favorite episode that you guys have been a part of to date and that has been aired?
Okay, what do you think?
That has been aired? Oh, boy.
I'll tell you what. You each get to give me your favorite episode or episodes if you want and put it in perspective.
Well, while Casey thinks, I have two.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say the one where you're doing the juggling, and then you were trying to blow off the flame. Remember when I'm doing the appraisal?
Oh, yeah, where I was kind of fine. That was pretty funny, too. But my favorite episode was called, the first one was the Total Vine Domination. And the reason I liked it a lot, because me and Barry that day had a lot of funny interaction. It was always funny to work with Barry. And there was just a lot of jokes in the show, which really made it for a fun day. And then the next one would be called The Donut Effect. Because Daryl fed me a donut, and I bought some killer lockers on the show, and it was just a happy day, and I think my heart was rushing all day.
Yeah, and he was super annoying.
I wasn't annoying. It was fun.
Smelly.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up. Okay, cancel that. I don't like the donut effect.
Oh, okay. Casey, what would you say would be one or two of your favorite episodes?
I would probably say maybe the first episode, because that really showcased our knowledge. We bought a storage unit for $4,000, and Brandy and Jared said, they're never coming back. They're all washed up, and like, lo and behold, we kept on coming back. We made so much money off that storage unit, and it really showcased Renee's knowledge of different collectibles.
And you know what was really cool about that episode, now that you brought it up, I'll give you guys a little bit behind the storage war scenes gossip.
Okay.
So a lot of times we find so much stuff, but the show is only a 22-minute segment, and, you know, an excavation, we have like 60 seconds or so. But in that same unit in Burbank where we spent $4,000 on a very first episode where Mrs. Too Tiny Shorts, Too Old for Tiny Shorts, we also found a pack of Lions Speedway drag racing posters from the 70s. It was half of them were grand opening for the season, the last season in 72, and half of them were for the last race of 72, and I was closing down the drag race. We didn't feature that part on the show because Barry just found something from Lions 2, and you know the producer said, well, we just did Lions Speedway, so let's not worry about that. Let's just focus on all this other cool stuff. But actually what ended up happening, those posters ended up being worth on eBay about $250 a piece, and I think we had a half a dozen of them or so. So almost $3,000 just in posters that didn't even make the show.
Well,
that was a really fun unit.
I will tell you, probably my favorite one was the Christmas one that recently showed, where you guys everybody was invited over to Dan and Laura's Dotson's house, and it was kind of you guys did a Yankee swap, and you guys brought your gifts, and the only one who was not invited was Dave Hester, and I thought that was kind of funny how that all came about, but there was in the end, if I'm correct. I know Daryl thought that he had the best gift, but who would you say was the victor in the Yankee swap?
Renee.
Why is that, Renee?
The Renee.
I win. That's what I do.
And just for folks who don't know, what exactly was it? Because you were the one who brought the rock, and I believe that Daryl thought that it was like a meteor or something, correct?
Yeah, I tried to make it look like a piece of an asteroid, a meteorite, So we just took actually a little piece of coal, like a really hard coal, and painted it black. So, and Daryl thought the same thing, because one of the episodes in the past, we actually did find a bunch of meteorites. So he thought it might have been one of those pieces. And I got a lot of flack for that from people, but you got to remember, the game was explained, bring one bad gift, bring one good gift.
Right.
And we also brought that Swarovski crystal set for over 1,000. So, you know, overall, we brought a lot of good stuff, but... I ended up winning it with something that Mary brought, and she had two bad items. She had a bed warmer, which is worth like, you know, $50 to $60 normally, and then she had another coal warmer, which I think they appraised at $150. So that didn't look like that much, but there was another thing in the middle of it, which was a hand warmer, and I guess it was used in the Victorian age, mm-hmm. and you could barely see it in the show because we didn't really look at it that close, but that was worth $1,500 by itself. So my total value, I think, was like $1,750 or $1,700, and we ended up winning that game.
Again, we're speaking with Renee and Casey at Nishoda, and they are on the TV show Storage Wars that is currently, I think it's in season 5 right now, am I correct? There's a season 6.
Right now, we're airing season 6, and good news for all Storage Wars fans out there, we just started filming season 7.
So that definitely is good news. And if you wanted to follow along and find out more about Renee and Casey's store, you can go to their website, bargainhuntersthriftstore.com, is that correct?
Yeah, we have that website, but we're mainly active. You can just Google us on Facebook. We have a site for the store. We also have a fan club where we show a lot of behind-the-scenes pictures and inside information and just little gossiping, you know. And then we're on Twitter, of course.
Yeah, and I will tell you, is that's how I was able, how we're having this conversation, because you guys are very active with your fans and the folks who reach out to you on Twitter. And both of you, you know, I've been able to kind of, you know, back and forth, whether it's retweeting or responding through, you know, through message, that you guys are very active. And I'm sure you have a lot of people who reach out to you to say hi, correct?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, the way we feel, God has really blessed us to put us in a position like this. So we try to make sure that every day we take a little time and interact with fans. And, you know, we don't even call them fans anymore. Everybody kind of becomes friends, and they become part of the Team Bargain Hunters family. So, you know, we want to make sure to interact and respond. And, you know, just, I mean, it's a really great opportunity. And, you know, we get to do a lot of charity stuff now. So,
give back.
Yeah, we try to give back, and we just feel humbled and honored and blessed. And, you know, God really blessed us, and we're just really thankful. So, like, hey, big thank you to all the Storage Wars fans out there. You guys are awesome. You know, A&E Original Productions, we're lucky we get to work with two great companies. And, you know, we get to share our adventures with the world, which is pretty awesome.
Now, I have to ask you, what has it been like since you have been featured in the show? Can you not go out anywhere without at least 3 or 4 people recognizing you during the day and asking you similar questions that I've been asking you during this segment?
Yeah, basically. I mean, the number one question I get is probably, is Dave Hester a jerk? You know, is it really a jerk? So that's my most question. But, yeah, I go to the supermarket. You know, anywhere we go, we eat dinner. You know, people usually like, I know you, you know. So
Renee likes to tease people. I went to high school with you.
Yeah, I was like from high school, right? But, no, I mean, we get recognized all the time. So we went to Disneyland a few months ago, and we were pretty much taking pictures every 5 minutes. So, but it's really cool because it's people from all over the world, you know, New Zealand, Australia, Europe. Now we're starting to get shown, I think, in Japan. I think Japan, they're in season 4 right now, so we just started there. So it's like it's all over the world. And in Latin America, Storage Wars is huge. Gente más. You know, in Spanish, I probably mispronounced it, but.
Gente más.
Gente más.
Now, is there a chance? No, I have to ask, is there an opportunity down the road for you guys? Because I know Brandy and Jared had their opportunity to have their own show. Barry Weiss, who is an alumni of Storage Wars. Is there an opportunity down the road that maybe you guys might have your own similar show?
We're definitely going to work on that. So we would like to do something where we really go into the business and show the people how to make money. Because a lot of people don't get it, you know. I mean, they say, it's like, well, you can't make money like that, but we want to teach it. Like, look, you can make money like this. This is how you have to do it. It's a lot of people almost think it's too good to be true, you know. So we will do a show eventually, and it's going to be more about our family, our business, and just, you know, what happens. What happens at Team Bargain Hunters? Daily life, all the crazy stuff that comes with it.
And I'm sure you would have a whole cast of folks who would be integrated into the show that you have over at your store at Bargain Hunters Thrift Store.
Yeah, some of our employees, which some of them are very special. And then I have a couple of family members that help out with stuff. And, they drive me crazy sometimes, but they're good people. So it'll definitely will be interesting. But, you know, one of the main things we really want to show the business, focus on the business. So, but there'll be some characters in there.
Okay. I got to ask you, is how much interaction did you have with Mark Bolalo? But Mark Bolalo was featured season, between season two and season four, until his untimely death. How well did you know Mark?
Not that well. We never filmed with him on Storage Wars.
We saw him at a couple auctions.
Yeah, we ran into him in a couple of auctions, and we also do a lot of bankruptcy auctions and estate auctions, and that's where I used to run into him more.
Right.
You know, we spoke and, you know, talked a little bit, but it was an interesting character, you know.
He stood out in the crowd.
Yeah, he definitely stood out in the crowd.
Yeah, he did. He stood out, and he was also one of those ones who it seemed like he had deep pockets, and I'm sure he's sadly missed by the Storage Wars family. Being an anybody who has been a part of this show, I consider to be part of the Storage Wars family, and I just wasn't sure. I know that you guys were on the same season. I just didn't know if you would cross paths at one point or another.
Yeah, never on the show, and he's definitely missed by the Storage Wars family, and God may rest his soul, and, you know, take care of his family. But, yeah, he wasn't afraid to spend money. I mean, I don't know how deep his pockets were, but if he had $10,000 in his pocket, he wasn't afraid to bid $10,000.
Right.
So he didn't really think about the money. So he was an interesting character. Me and him had a couple of battles at bankruptcy auctions where we just buy lots, and, yeah, he'd be crazy.
let me touch upon it. We touched upon it earlier on, and when we had talked about, you know, how you got into the show and also the Christmas party when you did the Yankee swap. Talk to me about your relationship with Dan and Laura Dotson. That they have been the common thread throughout this show's airing on A&E.
They're really good people.
Yeah, they're very good people. They became close friends. I probably know Dan and Laura for over 10 years now. They have a company called American Auctioneers, which they do auctions all over Southern California. Now, actually, they do an online auction. So all of America will be able to go to their website at AmericanAuctioneers.com and bid on some of the auctions online, which is a lot of fun. And I buy a lot of stuff from them online. I get some really good deals. But they put the whole clue together for the show, because most of the auctions we go to is their clients. So we follow their circuit. They're honest auctioneers. So they will take care of you. There's no games played. And we just became really close friends with them, and, you know, they're just important people in our life.
Yeah, and we're speaking with Renee and Casey Nishoda, and they are on the TV show Storage Wars. As he had mentioned, season six is currently airing on A&E. They have already begun filming season seven, which should be more excitement if you're somebody who follows the particular show. I guess I want to ask you a couple of more questions before we wrap up the segment here, and of course wrap up Monday Night Talk. And that is this: are there ever times that when you bid on something, you're going through a locker, and it comes down to between making the money, or if it's something that you really like or covet? And I think you might have mentioned this as far as in Casey's point, there might be things you guys come across. You're like, I don't know if I want to give this up. I think I want to take this home. How often does that happen?
Often. Well, it depends. Renee likes to buy gallinas. That way he's sure that I won't confiscate anything. But I always tell him it's upgrade. I take something better home and I bring something back into the store.
Yeah. Right. A long time ago, a friend of mine told me, he was a big guy in the business. He said, look, my wife confiscates every silver set because she likes them. And she always tells him I get the other one back. I have 17 silver sets
now. That's not with me.
I have enough candles, bedroom sets,
no,
decorations, Christmas decorations, Easter decorations, Valentine's decorations to cover a whole street, supply every house in the street. Okay? It's like,
I like things that look pretty.
Yeah. I have enough bed sheets for hotel rooms. I mean, for a hotel building.
No.
So, Casey keeps stuff all the time. So, if I find really girly units, sometimes we just have to sneak them in the store. You know, just ask them, what did you buy? Snap-on tools.
That's good to turn. final question that I'll ask you, and that is there anything here that during our conversation about not only about Bargain Hunters, a thrift store, or you being on the show, that something that I didn't ask you, but you feel is kind of important to tell the listeners or folks who view Storage Wars?
Well, the most important thing is make sure to tune into A&E at 9:30 p.m. And watch the new episodes of Storage Wars. And you really want to pay attention the next few weeks because, like I said, we have a locker coming up that will just blow everyone's mind, so you don't want to miss out.
And if folks want to find out more about you, if they want to, you know, or learn more about your store, how can they do that, sir?
Best way, go on Facebook and just search for Renee and Casey Storage Wars Fan Club, and that will take you to our main fan club page. And then you, from there, you'll see links for Bargain Hunters, Twitter pages, and like I said, we try to be really interactive.
Casey, anything you want to say in closing?
No, just we're very thankful for this blessed opportunity.
And I'm thankful for this opportunity, the folks here out on the East Coast, having a chance to speak with you guys and get a little bit more insight into a show like Storage Wars, which has always been fun for me to watch, and I've kind of liked how it has evolved over the years since 2010 when it first hit the airwaves. Well, I want to thank you both for joining me, and maybe down the road when there's more news Storage Wars-wise or as far as with you guys, who knows? Like you said, you might be looking at doing a new TV show, your own show. Maybe we can have you back on to kind of talk about that and revisit some of the past episodes since the last time we talked.
Hey, Kevin, that sounds awesome. And, you know, Casey and myself, we love Boston, and we love the Boston fans, and we'll come on your show anytime.
And here's,
I appreciate all of our fans.
And who knows, maybe if you guys ever end up taking a road trip, I know that Storage Wars from time to time has bounced to different cities. Maybe if you ever end up in the Boston area or the New England area, maybe we get, that's another opportunity to have you both on to talk about the trip.
Definitely, definitely. And I know you guys have a great weekend coming up, too, with the Super Bowl, so we wish you all luck. And like we said, you know, Storage Wars family loves Boston, and we thank you for tuning in.
There they are.
Thank you.
You got it. Renee and Casey and Nahoda from Storage Wars also have their own thrift store, bargainhuntersthriftstore.com. Folks, that's all that we have here this evening on Monday Night Talk. Until next time, talk to you next week at 6:15. Have a good evening.